You're on Texas Standard Time.
If you're like a lot of people who listen to this program, you're behind the wheel of a car right now. But perhaps someday in the not too distant future, you'll be cruising down the highway with your feet kicked up, because autonomous vehicles are coming and Texas is ground zero for the revolution. 5 places in Texas have been selected as testing grounds for self-driving cars by the U.S. Department of Transportation, including Arlington's I-30 corridor. And that's the area where a self-driving shuttle transported city leaders around earlier this month. It's called the Easy Mile EZ10, an electric shuttle designed to cover short distances along predefined routes. And it's on a tour of Texas. It'll be in Austin during South by Southwest. James Kerr is a research engineer at the Center for Transportation Research at the University of Texas, which is doing a lot of work on autonomous vehicles. James, thanks for your time today.
Hi, Nathan. Thank you.
So I was wondering, this Easy Mile EZ10, is this kind of like the gateway drug of autonomous vehicles? Because it can only go 25 miles an hour. It seems pretty safe.
That's really the key to this, Nathan, is that right now we've done surveys. There have been numerous surveys that have been put out across the nation, and it shows that if you were to offer autonomous vehicles to the wider public right now, up to 50% of the public would not be interested in them. They would have no trust in the technology. They don't think that it's safe enough. And so basically, this is sort of that in that line of getting people comfortable with the technology going forward.
What is this shuttle like, and why is it making the stops around Texas?
Well, this is really an opportunity for a company to come in and showcase what might be coming, and perhaps from a corporate standpoint, for them to get their foot in the door.
How far away are we from actually having autonomous vehicles on the roads? I feel like we've been hearing about it for years now, and still, it's not a reality yet.
Well, so autonomous vehicles are very tricky, because, of course, it's not one day you turn on a switch and suddenly everybody has an autonomous vehicle. So there's levels of autonomy. Tesla is somewhere around level 2, level 3. When you get to something called level 4, then basically you still have steering wheels, but you don't have to drive generally from point A to point B. And then level 5, you remove steering wheels altogether. So we're somewhere seeing level 2, level 3 vehicles. Predictions on level 4, it could be as soon as 6 months if Tesla turns on a certain switch. More likely, it's going to be 3 or 4 years down the line. A lot of auto manufacturers are saying 2021.
And then once those are available for purchase, it's going to take even more years to replace the vehicles that are on the road. Not everyone's going to go and replace their car right away, I assume.
Absolutely. And the way we think that these things are going to be rolled out are through ride-sharing programs, because there's a whole issue of liability. There's a lot of talk about if someone hits an autonomous car, who's at risk? So if you think about it, right now, a lot of the auto manufacturers are taking responsibility for any accidents that happen due to their systems malfunctioning. If you think about it, why would Toyota let you drive off the lot with a car that they're wholly responsible for in an accident situation? Rather, a much safer way to unroll these things is through ride-sharing services, and we're seeing a lot of activity in that direction. Of course, Chevy established their partnership with Lyft. Toyota and, Uber is partnering with everybody, but Toyota and Uber, Ford is looking to do their own ride-sharing service. Google just turned Waze into a carpooling service, and there's an opportunity for it to be rolled out that way. Apple put $1 billion into Didi, which is the Chinese equivalent of Uber. And so you're seeing a lot of companies that might understand, that might think that that's the way that these things should roll out.
Meanwhile, there's a flurry of activity happening in Texas in your line of work, research. And can you give me an idea of the sort of science that's being developed in this state around autonomous vehicles?
Absolutely. Well, the public sector needs to respond to autonomous vehicles, which means we really need to develop the infrastructure that will support that. There's a huge opportunity for data and for collection of data and optimization of systems, of transportation systems, through use of that data. One of the things that we're doing here at the University of Texas is working very closely with the Texas Advanced Computing Center to kind of process this data. They have a supercomputer, basically, which
right.
is helpful. And so through that relationship that we have with them, we're processing a lot of the data, and we're trying to come up with meaningful analysis that will make the transportation system better when we're getting live feed data from the cars on the roadway.
The utility of autonomous vehicles is not just being able to check your email while you're being driven. There's a real safety component to this. And part of what you're doing is working on vehicles communicating with each other. What's the advantage of that?
So vehicles that communicate with each other have a great advantage in that they can kind of tell where the other vehicles on the roadway are. And federal studies have shown that up to 80% of unimpaired wrecks could be avoided if all cars talk to each other.
So how many wrecks is that?
That's about 17,000 fatalities each year It's a ton off of the 33,000 that occur anyway. And of course, you know, intoxicated driving and all that impaired stuff, a car is not going to help you even if it talks to other vehicles. But people who are texting, rear-end crashes, all that stuff can be avoided if you have some sort of warning system in the vehicle that will alert the driver.
But for right now, we're with the Easy Mile, Easy 10 going 25 miles an hour in a parking lot.
You know, it's a start. I think that the future is coming a lot quicker than people realize. And the issue with this is that technology is moving forward at a breakneck speed. But it's the policies and the regulation and the attitudes of the people who are going to have these technologies that need to start adjusting. And that's a slow process to get people moving in that direction.
James Kerr is with the Center for Transportation Research at the University of Texas, doing a lot of work on autonomous vehicles. James, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.